Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into another week of fun here on Free Talk Live, though certainly not all the topics we will be discussing are very fun, especially the one we'll talk about tonight. 800-259-9231 allows you to bring up anything you want. Of course, there's a big elephant in the room.
Happy Dead Terrorist Day!
Yeah, I'm not really happy.
I didn't get here in time to... Oh. I didn't get here in time to suggest that we act like we didn't have anything to talk about tonight. So, that joke is blown.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
So, tonight, by the way, joining you as always, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark. I'd like to start off this way. Where were you when you found out the information that Osama bin Laden supposedly had been killed? Because I'm sorry. What were they thinking burying this guy at sea? Go ahead. Where were you?
Last night, I guess. Sometime late last night. I didn't know about it. I was chatting with somebody online, and they mentioned something.
How did you feel when you heard the information?
How did I feel when I heard that he was dead? Well, let's see. I saw the news over at the Drudge Report.
Uh-huh.
And I wondered, well, are they going to prove it this time? Because it wasn't the first report that bin Laden had been exterminated.
Mm-hmm.
There have been several of them. PrisonPlanet.com mentions 9 of them. Over on Facebook, people have been passing around a link to a Fox News story from 2001, which proclaimed that he was dead.
The amazing
then.
Dying bin Laden.
Yeah. So
it's like a little trick he does.
I felt nothing. I felt absolutely nothing. It was just like another day to me, except I kind of knew that there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff, a lot of reaction. But I also knew that I would feel very dissociated from it, which is exactly what's happening, is that I know that there's people celebrating at the White House. They're going USA, USA. And I'm not feeling anything. And it's bizarre. It's very bizarre because I know that nothing's going to change, that it's not really any significant.
You mean I'm not going to be able to carry a water bottle on a plane now? For God's sakes, it's been 10 years. I should be able to carry a water bottle on a plane now, right?
I made the joke that we're going to, oh, the war on terror is over. Now we can all get back to our lives and everything could be normal again. And I know that that's obviously absolutely not going to happen.
You know, I felt exactly the same way, Dale, and I'm surprised that I felt that way. The only thing I felt was a conspicuous absence of a feeling. I expected
that. That's a good way of describing it. Yes. Yes.
I should have a feeling here. There should be. I have a spot that a feeling should fit in, but I don't have it.
So is feeling skeptical? Is that a feeling?
I think skeptical is a feeling. Yeah. I think you felt skeptical. I didn't feel skeptical. Yeah. I absolutely believed this for the first half hour until somebody said,
man, you're such a dupe.
I am. Until somebody said buried at sea, then I'm like, what?
Yeah, I didn't hear the buried at sea part until I was waking up this morning on the radio news and immediately just, you've got to be kidding me. And then have you seen the pictures? Lionel, another former talk show host, he now does some TV work in New York City. Lionel's been posting stuff all day on this, including the old Fox News article and the picture, the ostensible picture of the corpse. Have you seen this?
I have not. I don't want to go looking for pictures of corpses.
I don't know what the source is claimed on this. But it's been flying around the internet today where there's a picture of Osama bin Laden, what is purportedly Osama bin Laden, and kind of it's a headshot of him,
mm-hmm.
and he's bloodied, and it looks bad. Well, there's actually an analysis by Reuters on this one. You know, the international news service, Reuters.
Conspiracy theory outlet?
Right, no, that would be Prison Planet.
Oh.
But I also was, one of the things I did think was, boy, I wonder what the conspiracy guys are
going
to say.
Yeah, I really
about
wanted to listen to Alex Jones today. I didn't have time.
I did link to this here. So it's from the Reuters blog. And obviously, Reuters, they've got professional photographers. They've got professional video editors, photographers on board here. And this is what Russell Boyce had to say over there. says, when the news broke that Osama bin Laden was dead at the Reuters Global Pictures desk in Singapore, all we could think was one thing. We have to see the picture of the dead body. The world needed the tangible proof of a genuine photo before we could really absorb the idea that the world's most sought and most elusive Islamic extremist was dead. We also knew that the news agency that was first in sending a picture of his dead body to the world would go a long way to winning this historic story. Sending out a fake picture, however, could be very embarrassing, to say the least, a tough balancing act when under such pressure. So they want to be first to the market, but they don't want to be the first to the market with bunk. So these guys are eyeballing their picture that they're receiving very closely. A few hours later,
should.
There it was, circulating the internet, Osama bin Laden's bloodied face in a video transmitted by a TV station in Pakistan. Under tremendous pressure, we could get the picture and fed it into our editing system in preparation for transmission around the globe. But was it really Osama? It was rumored that the source was U.S. military, but the editors on the Global Picture Desk found inconsistencies that immediately made us suspicious. There was odd pixelization and blurring, and his face was darker in some areas than others. The biggest problem was that the picture looked familiar somehow. Quickly looking through dozens of our archive pictures of Osama, we found that the bottom half of Osama bin Laden's face was identical to a picture of him speaking at a news conference in 1998.
Sure looks the same.
I was going to say, it looks like he has the exact same expression.
Yeah, sure does.
He's holding his mouth the same way. His teeth look exactly the same. I mean,
it's just a slightly blurred version of it. And, of course, it was transmitted over television, so you're not going to see the same resolution. After flipping the picture 180 degrees and overlaying it with the picture of the dead Osama bin Laden, we had a perfect match. It was a fake. In fact, there's another picture that came along later on, or another, iteration of this. First, they were showing the picture of Osama from 1998 next to this supposedly corpse Osama, and they look very similar. Then what somebody else dug up was a picture of, I think it was one of Saddam Hussein's brothers. Remember when they got killed a few years
sons?
Back? Yes, Sons is what it was.
And
yeah.
Coffee.
Yeah, those guys. You remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Clearly not. I can't get their names right.
Right. They had a picture of one of them, and the damage to the eyes and the damage to the upper area of the skull that Reuters is saying in the bottom half of this picture of Osama, that in the bottom half it matches up identically, but the top half they don't mention that. Well, the top half is ostensibly from that picture of
Utu or...
Yeah, those guys. And their aftermath. So, maybe this wasn't even from the U.S. government. Who knows, right? It came out of a Pakistan television station where they claimed that it came from some U.S. authority.
I guess that's what bothers me the most about this is what kind of jerk does the U.S. government take me for? Apparently the kind that'll believe this story, because I really did initially.
For 30 minutes, yeah.
But, I mean, really? They're not going to... I mean, you'd think that the brain of a mass killer would be of some use to the world. You'd think something that this guy's bought, that people would want to know. I want proof, and at this point, I don't have it.
But they said they did a DNA test.
Thanks!
There you go.
Well, they also said they gave him a Muslim burial or Islamic burial or something like that, which is nonsense.
Absolutely. Everybody on the boat, if he was in fact there, everybody on the boat peed on him before he went out.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome. How did you feel? I think that's a great question, Mark. How did you feel at the moment at which you heard this particular news? Were you jubilant? Were you elated? Did you have a sense, a warming sense, rush through your body?
You know, at some point, I probably would have said, yeah!
You mean, at some point like a decade ago?
Yeah, like USA, heck yeah, that kind of feeling. But, you know, when I saw those celebrants out in front of the White House.
Jackasses.
With flags and standing on each other, cheerleader outfits, standing on each other's shoulders.
It reminds me so much of a sporting event. We've made this analogy before about how people root for their team, and they didn't do anything for their team to help their team win, but they take credit for it.
But they're celebrating the death of a man. I mean, I'm not saying that he's a good guy, and I'm...
This is my real issue with this, and I'd like to dig into that idea in a moment here. The fact that people are jubilant and celebratory regarding murder... Regarding death.
I don't know.
Regarding retaliation. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunting, shooting, camping, apparel, auto ATV, tactical gear, survival equipment. OutdoorBunker.com is your one-stop discount shop for all your outdoor survival needs. From scopes, holsters, and knives to backpacks, flashlights, sleeping bags, and more, OutdoorBunker.com features a massive selection at incredible prices. Orders over $100 get free shipping. FTL listeners, get the UTG Deluxe Universal Horizontal Shoulder Holster for only $9.95. I've got mine. Get yours at OutdoorBunker.com/FTL now.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIC, ZenFax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we give you there free. The mobile site is available to you. You can go to m.freetalklive.com for quick access to our live streams and podcast. Once again, that's m as in mobile .freetalklive.com.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy. And the taxes that you have to pay feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at vaporstation.com. These are good folks that are offering a nice alternative to smoking here for you. This is, you know, it seems to me if you're going to smoke, this is the way to do it. Vaporstation.com.
All right. So, except it's not smoking work. It's
right. Vaping. I understand it's not. It was, you know.
Right. If you're going to smoke, like, this is a better alternative.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231. People, by the way, that I've talked to with the e-cigarettes have been raving about them.
Yeah.
So. 1-800-259-9231. So we're talking about death, specifically the death of, alleged death of one Osama bin Laden. Of course, it's been alleged a number of times that he's been dead. So why it is that people believe him this time around, the government people, that is?
Because the president came out and said it.
So there's a lot surrounding this. Of course, we'd like to get your thoughts as well at 800-259-9231. But the most disturbing part of this for me has to be that, and it's to be expected, it's not a surprise for me, it's just disturbing, and it's also amusing at the same time, it's that human beings are celebrating the death of another human being. I know Osama bin Laden is a bad, bad man, but reveling, and that's what was happening, partying,
yeah,
jubilance about death is, to me, very sick.
One of the I posted this on my Facebook wall, and one of the people said something to the effect of, they partied when the World Trade Centers fell, as if that makes it okay or
right.
Because that's what reminded me of. It reminded me of the sick, nasty people that were partying after the World Trade Center fell.
Yeah, I mean, and they're doing the exact same thing. They're just, you know, people who are complaining about that, like, oh, now we'll just do it too. Like, there's just two sides. You know, we're the good guys and they're the bad guys, and it's just as simple as that. And again, it's not going to change anything. Terrorism is not over. If anything, this will incite more. I mean, people must realize that. I know
absolutely.
People are going to throw a fit about me saying that, but isn't it really obvious that this is going to incite more terrorism?
And I should be clear. I should be clear, by the way. I don't mean to say that celebrating death is bad. Death is fine. Death on its own is fine. I mean murder. It's celebrating
right.
killing that I have a problem with. Everybody dies, and that's completely natural, and it's something worth celebrating in many cases.
How is this exactly murder?
You took another person's life.
That's not the definition of murder.
Okay, how would you define it?
What I would call the actual act that occurred here, I don't particularly have a problem with. The United States Marines go in to a compound where they believe Osama bin Laden is. They assume ostensibly, and I just have to believe their story. No one's alive to tell, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they got into a firefight and that Osama bin Laden died with an AK-47 in his hand. That sounds like a believable story to me. And that sounds like the way it should have been.
I have a problem that they were there in another place and outside of the United States in the first place.
Look, this was a criminal act committed. The guy admitted to it. They went to get him. Obviously, the other authorities elsewhere weren't going to be able to do it. I'm fine with that. I think that is a testimony to the failure of the United States government. All these people are out there partying. It took 10 years to do this. Any other organization could have pulled this off relatively quickly, I would think, besides a government. Organization. They actually pulled off their Delta Force previously when they do this. Only the government can screw up something this monumentally.
I agree that calling it murder is a reach. I've heard it described, as you just said, I've heard it described as surgery with a chainsaw. That's which is an understatement. 10 years of wars in multiple countries.
Yep. Let me go through the list of things before you make your point, Ian. The list of things we're talking about: what, $5 trillion? There are probably 500,000 people, innocents killed, 6,000 U.S. soldiers. Three wars along the way in order to get this one
civil
act.
Liberties.
This is what it was supposed
civil
to be.
Liberties violated left and right. Police state expanded. ended. But, Mark, if it kills just one terrorist mastermind, it's all worth it.
Right. And this is what you paid for your terrorist mastermind, America.
$1 trillion. How do you feel about that, folks?
Right.
You feel like you got your money's worth?
Half a million innocent people dead?
$5 trillion for that party you had in front of the White House. Was that a damn expensive party that you put on your grandchildren?
So what if, okay, let's just say that the story the government's telling you isn't true.
I don't know.
And let's just say that they walk in on, even let's presume that part of it's true. Like, they actually did walk in on Osama bin Laden and they came across him, but he was actually holding a teddy bear and he didn't have an AK-47 at all and they just shot him on sight. Would that be murder?
That would be murder.
Okay, so you're taking their word that it's
all
not murder.
All you can do is take their word.
I will not take their word.
Everybody else in the room is dead, Ian. You cannot accuse murder when you have no proof. That makes you as bad as anyone.
That's a terrible thing to do, Mark?
What
would you call it?
Look, at this point, this is all we've got. You know, as far as I can tell, a terrorist mastermind murderer.
How about a vengeance killing?
Do you really think Osama bin Laden, if you knew anything about this, if anything about this guy has said is true, and I've seen the videos, do you think that guy's going to die without a gun in his hand if he has any kind of warning?
I'm not going to jump to any conclusions, Mark. And I'm not going to take the government's word for it. Let's go to your phone calls. And Mark is in Ohio listening to WCER. Hello, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, guys. How you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, I was watching Brothers and Sisters the last 5 minutes, and, of course, they broke in, and immediately when they said he was dead, I thought, oh, I'm going to have to see Obama, unfortunately. I understand that he had kidney failure, like, in 2003. He died in 2003, and the government kept his body on ice, and they were going to roll out his death back then, but then there were articles and people admitting that, you know, he was dead, so they had to put that plan on ice. But like I said, I just, a little boy, I was walking my dogs, he was about 7, and he said, oh, did you hear they killed that Osama, that guy? And I said, well, and I told him what I told you, and I thought, why am I telling a little 6-year-old kid that, you know, and I have to have the radio. Well, anyhow, to me, it's just like, we believe, you know, people believe everything they hear, and it's upsetting to me, you know, how the sheep go along with whatever the government propaganda is, you know.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You're welcome to call and share, you know, what you were feeling when you found out this particular news, your reflections now that you've had a little time to think about it. Because we certainly have. We're not on Sunday nights. We have our co-hosts on Sunday night. And so I've
it happened after that end of the show anyway.
Pretty much. I think the news came out right toward the end of the show, yeah. So, I've been, you know, this has been the issue all day long. And obviously there's a lot that still needs to be said about it. We'll come back with more at 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on Osama bin Laden, the U.S. government, celebrating killing. 1-800-259-9231. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled DermatoL.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to restoreyourhealthnow.com and choose liquid zeolite. Liquid zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the bulletin board system. Go and get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners and do it for free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Also, don't forget about SACL CAI. They're a company that does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Excuse me. The principal over there, Jason Osborne, big fan of Liberty, big fan of Free Talk Live. So if you've got a company and need to try something new in the area of accounts receivable, SACL CAI can do it for you and do it well. Do it to the point that your customers are treated with respect. SACL, CAI.
So your thoughts certainly welcome on the Osama bin Laden claims from the federal government. I say claims because what evidence do you have? They chucked his body out to sea.
It feels completely ambiguous to me whether he has been dead for many years, whether he's still alive, mm-hmm. whether he just died now. It should,
because all he really is a tool. All he's ever been.
That's what it feels like. He's just a media tool.
For the federal government's purposes, he has been useful. That's Osama bin Laden. They have milked him for everything that he's worth. And now I think they've decided that it's time to throw him away and come up with something new.
And the people celebrating a death, like Mark and you said, it's very disturbing.
Celebrating killing.
The celebration.
It's okay to have a celebration after somebody dies.
It's a celebration of a killing. This celebration, what's disturbing about it is that it they seriously, nothing has been accomplished. The terrorism is not going to stop. The nothing is going to change in any significant way. It's if this were, if there really was something like, there's some indication that we are less under threat of terrorism, that we were going to get some of our civil liberties back.
Right.
I just want to carry a water to celebrate. Like, I'd have a party for that.
I want to carry a water bottle back in a plane now. Osama bin Laden's dead. Can I have a water bottle on the plane now?
No, you won't. And this is not going to result. In fact, there are already news reports coming out saying that security is being tightened
in various places.
So, either you can expect something else to happen here. Of course, want to get your thoughts as well. 800-259-9231. But I mentioned that there was something particularly amusing to me about all this, and that is to look at these ethnocentrists, these people that look at themselves as better than everyone else around the world. We're Americans. You could even hear it in Obama's speech last night. I heard an excerpt from it on the radio this morning as I was waking up.
It really is terribly unfortunate that their names are so similar. Yeah. It's just an easy slip up.
Yeah. And so, yeah, correct me if I misspeak again on this, but I heard this morning in his speech where he's talking about, this shows that this is what we can do as Americans. We can do anything if we put our minds to it. American exceptionalism.
It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. 10 years? I mean, this is what it takes. This is what happens if you let the government do a job, people.
Sure. I mean, you could have had like a crack team of mercenaries probably take care of it in 10 days, if you put the right amount of money up for that to happen.
They did put up the right amount of money. They put up $5 trillion at the very least of their grandchildren's money.
So what I find to be particularly amusing is that, and Dale, you touched on this, where people are partying and reveling in the streets over the killing of another human being, and they're trying at the same time to act like they're better than everyone else. They're trying at the same time to, on one hand, they're saying, we're the best, America's the best, go USA, go team, everything we do is great. And we're not like the rest of those savages around the rest of the world. We're better than the rest of those people around the world. But look, you're partying in the streets over a killing just like they did. You're no different than anyone else. You are the thing that you hate.
Right. You know, and this is the thing. Osama bin Laden was a leader of a group of people, who attacked the United States, and all the United States did was attack back. You saw some people dancing around at the 10th September 11th. It was enraging. I felt it. Believe me. Now some of those people see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do they feel? You know, if it's like, oh, in your face, huh? You know, hey, what is that going to result in?
Violence.
It's going to result in another airplane hitting another building.
Or something. Think of the rage that our people felt. I said our people.
Yeah.
Think of the rage that so many Americans felt at 9/11 and when they saw those partying in the streets. You know, we saw the partying. I saw it too. We see all the partying in the streets, and you're just like, how evil can someone be to be celebrating thousands of deaths? And then we turn around and do the same thing.
It's not evil when we do it.
Americans traded their soul yesterday for a terrorist leader.
Some Americans did.
Some did.
1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Donnie, calling from somewhere on Earth. Donnie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to call about bin Laden.
You are on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
It was very coincidental. The first thing you guys said was how you had a lack of feeling about it, because that was how, after the shock wore off, it's like, oh, wow, he's dead? Wow. Then it was like, shouldn't I be happy? And I didn't feel any elation about it at all. I think the way I would describe it would be, after having a day to mull over it, sort of like apprehension. Like, I want to sit back and wait for the other shoe to fall. What does it mean? What's going to happen now? If I thought that it would bring peace to that part of the world, I would be happy.
Exactly.
But yeah. I don't think that's what's going to happen. I mean, I even heard Hillary Clinton this morning saying that it's not going to end the war, and we're still going to stay the course and all that kind of happy stuff.
Don't worry, Americans. We still got plenty of people to kill.
This war is very important to the federal government. And thank you for your thoughts tonight, Donnie. I appreciate hearing from you. This war is very important to them because, as we've discussed, war is the health of the state. And you've heard people like Donald Rumsfeld, this guy from the Bush administration, who's now on tours doing talk radio interviews about this. You've heard them talk about how this is the eternal war because it's the eternal enemy. It's not a bunch of guys in a uniform in one particular location that you can easily identify. It's not your typical war. This is a war on terror. It's a war on an idea. It's a war on a concept. It's a war on a diffuse enemy that doesn't actually have any kind of ranks or numbers or uniforms or anything like that. So now that Osama bin Laden is ostensibly dead, they can just trot out another bad guy. And don't you think they're going to? Doesn't it make sense to have another person who's the focus of all of the anger?
Yeah. You know, remember there was the guy in 1984, they had the enemy. They had the face of the enemy, the traitor to the government or whatever, who this is the person you're all supposed to hate. And then you had your 5 minutes of hate, you know, on a daily basis. That's what this is. This is, you know, this is who you're supposed to direct your hate toward.
Yep. Your thoughts again, 800-259-9231. Fred in Ohio, listening to WCER in Canton. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Dale and Mark.
How are you this evening?
What's on your mind tonight, Fred? Go ahead.
Okay, we now have terrorist retaliation reports coming, too. And
what's that? What's a terrorist retaliation report?
Oh, they're saying that they're going to retaliate because we killed bin Laden.
Of course, violence begets violence.
And we're supposed to get hit with suitcase bombs, etc. And may all these terrorists find their route to Washington, D.C., to the Pentagon, the Federal Reserve Board, and the United Nations.
I wouldn't wish any violence on anybody else, including the government people, as angry as I might be.
Agreed, but if some group's going to get it.
The civilians,
I agree with you there. That's fine. I mean, if somebody has to be bombed, I'd prefer it not
be. Those are the people that are instigating it.
Thank you for the call, Frank. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. However, there's a lot of revelry amongst the so-called civilians, and it wouldn't surprise me if they got another shot from the so-called terrorists either. 1-800-259-9231, because people are going to notice what they're doing. The partying in the streets, the celebratory atmosphere, the jubilance.
It bothers some people.
1-800-259-9231. One of the headlines on the news was celebrating the news. 800-259-9231.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often, but who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you this evening, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there, get interactive in various different ways. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. And you'll find links to Amazon there, links for different countries. You pick the country that's most appropriate for you, and then order whatever it is that you need. Brand new items, of course, they've got those. Used items, you'll even find those at Amazon as well. So go and get your shopping done and start at the links at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter through those links, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale. It's the same great Amazon prices, selection, service, everything you're used to. You're just entering through our link. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we'll take your phone calls and get your thoughts on the Osama bin Laden situation. Is he dead this time? Was he dead 10 years ago? Who knows what the true story is regarding this man's death? But presuming it is true, how did you feel about the news when you heard about it, or whatever other aspects of this you'd like to focus on? Because there's a lot to look at here. There's the questions of surrounding whether or not he is actually dead. Why, if he is dead, they just jettison the body at sea rather than having some level of independent verification of their claims. There's that issue, and then of course there's the issue of violence begetting violence, and the idea that killing this man is somehow going to solve anything is just absolutely ludicrous. It's just going to continue to stoke the flames of violence, because one side will retaliate for this, and then the other side will retaliate, and in the meantime, more people will die, and more trillions of dollars will be spent, and more freedoms will be destroyed. The U.S. government is not going to pull back and just call it a day on this so-called war on terror.
You know, I'd agree with that. I see every reason in the world why the you know, the military would go after Osama bin Laden. That makes sense to me. It's all the stuff that surrounds it, the $5 trillion. And that's just a number from what I can cobble together. I'm guessing it's been about $5 trillion for this war in Afghanistan, war in Iraq, and pretty much every military venture the United States done since 2001. But, you know, that kind of money, the 6,000 dead soldiers, the probably 500,000 dead innocents, and even I think some combatants are included in that number, too, around the world. But combatants that we had no business fighting in Iraq in the first place, so the United States government had no business going into Iraq. So what really difference does that make? As far as I'm concerned, those people shouldn't be dead either. So, you know, it's all the stuff that went into this. This is the monumental waste that government is truly about, people. This is what they do every time. They come in way over budget. They come in way beyond deadline. And they mess up everything they touch. This is it, folks.
Let's continue with your phone calls. Marshall is listening to WNMT in Minnesota. Marshall, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Hey, Marshall, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on what you said before about the celebrating in the streets of Osama's death versus the celebration after 9/11. Celebration of Osama's death, although I'm not all for it, there's a difference between killing one self-proclaimed soldier of jihad versus thousands of innocent people that had nothing to do with him.
You mean like how the U.S. government has killed thousands and thousands and maybe hundreds of thousands of innocent people?
500,000 at this point.
When that happens on a day during a campaign, something goes wrong. One of our drones hits something wrong. We don't celebrate on that day.
That much is true.
We didn't celebrate that day.
Right. But you know, saw the footage.
We mourn the loss of innocence.
Right. You saw the footage. Innocent. You saw the footage on 9/11, and it made you feel probably the same way it made me feel. These awful people dancing and happy that this strike against the great Satan was perpetrated. And what I guess I'm asking you is, what do you think it's like to be one of the 1 billion Muslims around the world that feel like their, you know, homeland is under siege by the United States? And then, you know, this victory for the United States occurs, and the people are dancing in the street. What do you think it's like for them? How do you think they interpret it with the 500,000 bodies lying around, 500,000 bodies lying around, and all that?
Possibly in partially the same way, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
would you engage in that kind of behavior? Would you party?
No, not personally. Like I said, I didn't celebrate today.
But you think that you think
just part. This is just part of the ongoing situation we have. This is not, you know, this is not the end to anything. Like you were saying before, if it was the end of terrorism, yeah, I would have been celebrating today, but I wasn't.
Yeah, the end of terrorism isn't going to occur until this back and forth ping pong game of death discontinues.
Right. Somebody has to stop.
We can't kill our way to peace, is my opinion.
Indeed. Marshall, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Let's go to Eric listening in Texas. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Eric in Texas, going once. Eric in Texas, going twice. Let's try instead Rob listening in Pennsylvania. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Rob in Pennsylvania.
How are you doing?
Hey, Rob, go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey.
Uh-oh. Rob, are you still there? Seem to be having some phone issues here, so bear with us. Rob, if you're still there, stick with us. We'll try to get you back on 800-259-9231. If Rob is still there, let's bring him back. Otherwise, we'll go to – he is there. Rob?
I am still here.
All right, good. What's on your mind,
sir? All right. Yeah, what concerns me, whether or not a good old Osama has been dead for 10 years or, you know, yesterday, what concerns me, I think the powers that be are getting ready to strike America again.
Yeah. And who are the powers that be?
Whether it be the Bilderberg Group, the New World Order, et cetera.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the same old cast of characters, and what they're doing is rallying around the 9/11, getting the nationalism going once again. And meanwhile, the dollar's falling. You know, the economy's in shambles. Gasoline prices are up. You know, Obama's in the tank with the poll numbers. So just like throughout history, what do? They need something to rally around.
And there's no doubt that people are rallying around Obama as a result of this. I mean, there were interviews. I saw Adam versus the Man. Adam Kokesh got out in D.C. there where he lives and took a camera and a microphone out to these fools partying out in front of the White House and got some very interesting footage of some drunken jackballs making fools of themselves. And just watching them and the questions that he asked, of course, one of the questions was, well, how does this make you feel about Obama? And one of the reactions was essentially some drunken version of, he's awesome!
Exactly. Yeah. And it wasn't, so many years ago where, you know, George Bush even said, we're not even worried about him anymore.
That's right. They did, didn't they?
Yes, they did. There's footage on, you know, YouTube that I dug up, and he said, oh, we're not even worried about him anymore.
I wonder how many times he had died at that point.
I think we're up to like 6 or 7 times now he's been dead. So
thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate you bringing all those things up. Great points at 800-259-9231. You know, whether you believe that the 9/11 thing was an inside job or not, and I don't know what the truth is when it comes to 9/11.
I am dubious of the inside job thing.
I don't think we'll probably ever know what the real truth is, and I don't think we're going to know what the truth is regarding the Osama bin Laden. I think there'd be a lot of conspiracy theories floated out there about this one.
At this point, Americans are going to believe that Osama bin Laden's dead because Barack Obama said so.
Right, because Americans believe politicians. What it comes down to is Americans love to believe politicians when it makes them feel good. Doesn't it? Isn't that the case? Because most Americans would tell you that they know that a politician is lying when his lips are moving. It's an old joke. It's funny. Everybody kind of chuckles at that because they get it. Because they understand that there have been plenty of instances and scandals and lies. And these guys have been caught lying so many times. It's just you can't even count how many times they've been caught in lies and untruths and half-truths. And now when the lie is conveniently believable, or what may be a lie, obviously there's no way to prove whether this guy's actually dead. Now when this lie is conveniently believable and feels nice to believe it, oh yeah, break out the champagne. The government's telling the truth on this one.
Yeah.
So, 800-259-9231. Let's go to, I think Derek is there in South Carolina. Derek, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, and Mark. Hello, Derek.
Yeah, hey guys. Three really quick points. First of all, that clip that's in everybody's mind that you're referring to where the folks are out in the streets, you know, where those women are all screaming, those weird sounds that they make and cheering. That clip was actually proven. And the other clip of Osama in the tent with his buddies smiling, you know, after 9/11.
Not sure.
Both those clips were proven to be taken from years before 9/11 ever happened.
You're talking about the people being revelrous regarding or jubilant regarding the bombings on 9/11. I got you. If you've got two more points, hang with us. We'll bring it back after the news. Hour number two is next. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.